Hello, sir. Thank you for staying on the line. I can see here there are pre-authorized drugs under your name for a membership with PayPal Business Account. Do you take this membership with PayPal Business Account? All right. Sir, for our confirmation, we sent you a verification code on your registered phone number. Do you receive any verification code on your registered phone number on your text message? Can you please check and let me know? Are you sure? Okay. Yes, sir, on your text message. Also, sir, I can see here there are two more PayPal accounts registered under your name, and these accounts are accessed from Ohio, New York, and Texas. Do you know anybody over there? Okay. Now, it means someone is using your identity, and they are placing this order using your information, and it will be delivered at a multiple location. For a payment, sir, they are using multiple bank accounts, credit cards, and debit cards. So, sir, are you banking with multiple bank accounts, or you have only one? All right. And also, sir, have you ever shared your account details with anyone, like your family members, friends, and colleagues? Sir, do you live in New York? Sir, I'm asking you this time, do you know anybody there, like New York? Tell me you don't know anybody over there. What about Texas? Okay, all right. Sir, do you use any public Wi-Fi? Sir, make sure you do not use any public Wi-Fi, because public Wi-Fi are never secure, okay? Might be possible, sir, through the public Wi-Fi, your information got compromised, because hackers are too smart. They try to steal the information for their own benefit. So what can I do, sir? I'm go and close that bogus account which creates under your name. Before I close that account, sir, can you please grab a pen or paper, write down some information? Let me, okay. Now, sir, can you please verify me your date of birth? 190. So can you please verify me your address? But sir, I can see here one account is from access from 49 Arcadia, Albany, New York. Zip code is 122045. That is your address. So verify me, sir. Verify me your address, sir. I have, sir. So main thing is, sir, under your name there are two PayPal accounts. May I know when was the last time you're using your PayPal account? All right. How many PayPal accounts are you holding with us, personal or business? All right. So, sir, do you want to close that both with PayPal accounts or only one? Only one. Which one is personal or business? Personal ones, all right. Just give me a moment. So as I told you already, before I close that fake account which created under your name, can you please grab a paper, write down some bank name which I see here linked with these two accounts, and let me know if your bank linked with those accounts or not. Okay. So this is Jory Smith. All right. Write down my employer ID number. First of all, it's P as in Peter, A is an Apple, Y is an Yankee, number 8787453. Can you please repeat back for me, my employee ID number? Sorry? Alright. I can see here, so this account, two accounts linked with a multiple. One is a Bank of America, Chase Bank, TD Bank, Sunflower Bank, US Bank, Wells Fargo. There are some more credit union. Are you banking with these all banks? Only Chase. All right. Just give me a moment. Let me go ahead and close that account and cancel the transaction, okay? Hello, sir. Thank you for staying on the line. Sir, I'm already closed that fake account which created under your name. But, sir, for our transaction, I cannot stop this transaction because it's a pre-authorized transaction. I have already forwarded all the information to your bank fraudland department. What can I do now? I'm going to connect this call to your bank fraudland department. Explain them someone is using your personal and financial information without your knowledge, and also put a high security on your bank account and your cards next to 48 hours, okay? All right, just stay on the line. Let me go ahead and connect this call to your bank fraudland department. And thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you for calling Chase Bank Headquarters. My name is Lucy Kim. How may I help you today? Okay. So what type of account are you holding with our bank? Is it a checking account, savings account? And can you help me with the last four digits of your social? 4232. And also, can you help me with your date of birth? 1/19/1964. All right, and I believe I'm speaking Mr. Jim. Rune, R-U-D-N, and the zip code 10023. And I received an email from the PayPal customer support stating that there is some transaction for the amount of $249.49. And you are claiming to the PayPal that you haven't made any transaction and you want to stop this transaction, right? Okay. So when I pull up the files of yours here in my system, not only the pre-authorized transaction, there is two more pre-authorized transactions that has been placed under your name. But it has been placed from different states. So I would like to give you those information. And if you are not the one who make this transaction, please let me know, okay? Okay, the first transaction that I can see here is $1,599 in the state of Ohio on 26th of April. Not a problem. And the second transaction, $500 in the state of Texas on 28th. So, sir, can I ask you that apart from you, does anybody else can log into your account? Okay. And so let me go ahead and make sure that none of your money gets debited from your checking account and from your savings account. So do you remember the approximate balance in your checking account at this moment? $23,424.45. And what about your savings? $280,000. Okay. And do you have a debit card, sir? And do you have an active driving license? Do you drive a car? And have you ever lost your driving license? All right. The line which we are talking right now, is it your landline or your cell phone? Okay. So right now, what I have to do is that, sir, you are facing a case of an identity theft case. So being a banker, the best thing that I can do for you is that here, I will patch this call to the investigation officer from the Federal Trade Commission. They are the investigation officer from the government, and they are the one who can, you know, handle this type of fraudulent case here all over the United States. And once I connect your call to them, officer will gonna help you to catch those imposters, those hackers who have misusing your identity without your knowledge so that you will not face this kind of problem ever again in your life, okay? All right. And so officer will gonna guide you step by step how you can safeguard your funds, your information, each and every details of yours. They're gonna guide you what you have to do. Okay, investigation officer, Federal Trade Commission. So, yeah, stay on the line. The officer will be on this line, okay? Be connected. Thank you.
Your call has been connected to the Federal Trade Commission Department. This is Officer Lena Khan. How are you doing? All right. I'm speaking with Mr. Jim Rudin. Okay. So, Mr. Rudin, right now your call has been connected to Federal Trade Commission Department. Federal Trade Commission is the government investigating organization who deals into all kinds of investigation in terms of any kind of fraudulent activities, identity theft, or any other kinds of fraud. So, Mr. Rudin, we have received an email from PayPal as well as from Chase Bank, and it looks like you are disputing some charges. Is that correct? Could you tell me what problem are you facing? Like, why is that you're disputing these charges, sir? Okay. When did you get to know about these charges? Okay. And how many PayPal accounts do you have at the moment?